Blog Talk Radio.
Chatting with Sherry is brought to you by Patreon listeners like you. If you would like to join their ranks, go to patreon.com/readthebard. That's patreon.com/RIPHEBARD. And follow Sherry on all the various social networks at readthebard. That's RIPHEBARD. And now, from the studios in San Diego, California, here's Sherry.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to hear Julie Sharp. She's an actress, a comedian, a burlesque performer, a very talented lady. It's a wonderful conversation. This was recorded, so please don't call in. Here's Julie. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hello. Hello, USA.
How's everything out there in wonderful, USA. Beautiful yes, Australia?
It is so hot here at the moment. Great. Got a beautiful 30-degree day in the first week of autumn, and it's just beautiful. Lovely. Love it.
You're going into your autumn. We're going into our spring, and it's cold and rainy.
Oh, that's... Because where are you again, Sherry? What, which part of the state?
I'm in San Diego, California.
San Diego. Oh, and it's cold.
Well, yeah, for us it's cold. For you guys, I don't know if it'll be cold, but for us it's cold.
Yes, well, we've got probably another week of nice weather, and then it will get cold real quick for our autumn. That's how it usually works. But apparently it's going to be a dry, hot autumn, so I'm looking forward to that.
That was how it was last year for us. Going from summer to autumn, too. It was just the same way. It was, like, really very dry. And we had what they call here an Indian summer. It went all the way until September, October.
I remember like, that because you had all the bushfires, didn't you?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah. That's right, because it was extra dry. I remember that.
Yep. Very, very dry.
Well, so the state is nice and cold.
But, yeah, it's just the weird weather. I mean, also, because of climate change and all that stuff, the weather's kind of crazy.
No, sorry, there is no climate change. Isn't that right? Didn't that just get completely poo-pooed by President Trumpy Pants, that there is no climate change whatsoever, doesn't exist.
Who are you talking about? We don't have one of those anymore.
Oh, really?
I don't even know who he is. Who's he?
Oh, good.
No.
I think he's a figment of my imagination.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't get political.
No. Because if I get political, I get in trouble, so I don't want to do that.
yes, and same. So let's swerve around now.
That's like, who? Who are you talking about? Anyway, so you do these amazing burlesque performances. How do you go from Mommy Julie to the exotic burlesque performer when you do the show? I mean, is there a process?
No, it is no process. It's just the wearing of many hats. So I find that when I am Julie and Mum, that is just who I am, and very quiet and you know, quite shy actually. And then when I'm on stage, having to be, you know, a larger than life personality, it's just like an alter ego thing. It's just like, oh, you know, this is where I can just release everything and you know, say what I would like to say and tell jokes and be funny and be silly and, you know, do all that sort of stuff. So I just find it's a release. That's exactly what it is. It's a release of the from the everyday life that you usually have.
Do you find of putting on, you know, the clothes and the makeup and all that, that brings you to that release that you're, and when you get onto stage, is it like changing from jeans and a sweater to wearing one of those outfits? Is that part of the release?
Yeah, it can either be your disguise or it can be, you know, your true self. You know, maybe the disguise is being the mum and having to fit into everyday society, whereas, you know, you get to wear these beautiful, crazy costumes and be flamboyant and yeah, like I said, and be the person that you truly are. And, yeah, and just having fun, because I find everything is so serious and, you know, people are a little bit too serious these days, you know, very politically correct, and people have forgotten about how to have a sense of humour, I think. So it's nice to have that, you know, that release where you can just go, you know what? This is fun. Let's just have fun. I'm inviting you into my circle of fun and let's go, you know. Great.
I love that. I love the wicked sense of humor that comes out when you're doing something like that. It's just, it's so much fun. And you're right. I mean, people have forgotten what comedy is, what farce is, we need that as much as we need everything else. So we need a combination, but we need the comedy. We need the relief.
Oh, absolutely. I used to work, I spoke to you about it before, but I used to work at a cabaret restaurant. So it was a theater restaurant when I first started, but then everyone sort of went, oh, it might be a bit daggy being called a theater restaurant, because it was so much more than that anyway. And that was what people used to go there for, was the fact that there was no holds barred. You know, it was, you would walk into this environment where the waiters would, you know, slam the soup bowl down in front of you, and, you know, so you're going there expecting to laugh at the fact that someone's not being mean to you, but just giving you that that little sense of, you're not really safe in this environment. You know, anything can happen. And the shows were like that too. And so, you know, there'd be a lot of, you know, risque kind of stuff going on. But in the last couple of years, it's actually closed down now here in Melbourne, which is such a shame because it was such an institution. But it's closed down now because that was such a foretelling thing of people were starting to complain because they would say, look, it's racist and it's sexist and it's this and it's that, when it wasn't at all. It was maybe, you know, going along with the stereotype version of something, you know, that would be an Indian character or, you know, stuff like that. So it was never politically incorrect, but people started saying, well, you know, you can't do that these days, da 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 da. But it was never the people that were, you know, if, for example, if an Indian group went in there to see the show, they were not the ones complaining about what they're seeing. It would be, you know, the straight white person going, oh, I don't think this is right. So,
Yeah.
So it's unfortunately, sort of weird. That show kind of, it is, and it, and the show kind of lost its way after that because it, you know, it didn't have that sense of danger anymore, and it didn't have that risque thing, and so people weren't getting what they were thinking they were going to get when they got in there. They got, you know, this clean little show that might have been a little bit kooky, but nothing compared to what it used to be. And now, of course, we don't have it anymore because the market changed, you know.
I think it's really sad. I mean, it's like, I don't know how he got away with it, but the late Don Rickles, he had his thing going until he stick to perform. I mean, he did that insult thing forever. But he was always so sweet, and he, at the end of the show, my parents saw him live in Vegas, and he would say at the end of the show, "This was all in fun. I don't mean to insult anybody. If you took it wrong, I'm really sorry. It's just in good humor." And he said that at the end of every show. But the thing is that, you know, you didn't see that on television, and you always got away with it.
Yeah, what an amazing, so great. And I really feel sorry for comedy at the moment because they're doing it tough. Doing it real tough. That they can't you know, and that was the thing. Comedy was there to you know, have a laugh about whatever it was that was going on, and you know, in a political sense. And now it's now not so. You've got to be really careful about what you say.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine the Dean Martin roast today? They couldn't do it. And every part of
it. No, not at all.
Benny and Lucille Ball and Milton Berle, every comedian there was took part, and they would be lambasting Jimmy Cagney and Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant, and they would be there laughing their heads off because they had a sense of humor.
Absolutely.
I mean, and it couldn't happen today because everybody, you can't say that because it's so insulting. And I'm like, well, that's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Lighten up, Frances. Yeah, it was always. But, yeah, so I think that'll be something that we might actually see in a few years' time coming back, which I think, because now we're getting, like I said, there was such a shift in the market here in Australia. And now people are, you know, they're going to see Spiegel Tent shows, which are like your 90-minute show, cabaret, burlesque, whatever it be in the tent sort of thing. Because we had, there's an example for you. We had Absence and, what was the other one called? The Vegas shows that they had out there. And they were the, like Spiegel Tent shows, and they were very politically incorrect, and they were fantastic. Empire, that was the other one. Empire and Absence came out here. And so so people were flocking to those because you got that sense of danger again, you know, and people were like, wow, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And
we need that.
Yeah, so it brought it back again.
Relief. We need it.
Yeah, you do need it. Absolutely. So in saying that, I've got a show coming along in May, which is called Society. And this is a circus show that's based in New Orleans. So it's like a New Orleans secret society. So it's going to have all the voodoo element to it and all that sort of stuff. But it's going to be a circus show in a Spiegel tent, sort of in a hidden destination. So, you know, people will have to find their way there. So it's like being part of this secret society. So, again, we're trying to put that element back into it of you don't know if you're going to be safe when you're in this environment. So I'm really looking forward to that and hoping that we can sort of, you know, bust a few things open with that show, just to sort of...
New Orleans Creole kind of feel to it. That would be really cool. Is it going to have music, the kind of like Creole music, and as well as the New Orleans voodoo and all that stuff? Is it all going to be all combined?
Yep, it's all. So there's going to be like a DJ who's the DJ slash MC. So he's going to be sort of running the show. So there's going to be live singing and piano. There's going to be like band, you know, the marching band kind of stuff. But then there's going to be the real modern dance music thrown in there as well, but with the New Orleans feel to it. So it's going to be quite exciting, I think. It's going to be a bit of a feast for the senses.
And what part are you going to do? Or are you allowed to say?
I don't know yet. I'm sort of in the sidelines at the moment because I've got I may have a touring show coming up with one of the shows that I'm already doing. So I don't know if my timeline's going to coincide with this show. So hopefully I'll get to be like a female MC, like a voodoo witch kind of girl. That, you know, just sort of involves the crowd. So that'll be my sort of job there, is just to, like a crowd warm-up almost, inviting them in and doing that. But then all the circus acts will take place. So that's sort of on the cards. But, yeah, I just have to see what will be happening with the Princes of the Night cabaret show, because we may be doing an Australian tour. So we're just seeing how it all pans out at the moment.
Is there any way to do both, like do the tour, but do after or before you do the show, so you can do the New Orleans show?
Oh, you know, that would be amazing. If I could be in two places at once, it would be amazing. So
fun.
Yeah, just have to. Yeah, it would be very fun. Just when I need to clone myself and just be in the two places. But yes, so with the Princes of the Night, we're thinking of doing a tour to Sydney to see how it goes up there, which I'm sure it'll go fine. So this will be a test run to see, and then they'll get their own Sydney cast happening up there for it. But we're also looking at going to Singapore and Macau in China, and yeah, and hopefully, yeah, do some of the Asia countries as well with it. So hopefully this all happens. And then, of course, my beautiful husband will be going to Vegas in June for the Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries Convention. So we're looking at going over there with him for that. But also there's another burlesque performer who I know of, Jet Adore. Look him up. He's fantastic. He's hysterical. And they're doing a burlesque festival in June, the first week of June, and he thinks that maybe I should approach them to see if I can get some work with that as MC. So that would be interesting. So I have to follow that lead there and see if I can get myself on the Vegas stage.
That would be really cool. I think the Miss Fisher Convention is in Portland this year, though.
Oh, that's right. It is, too. Where's Portland? Where's Portland?
Oregon. Oregon.
Right. So nowhere near Vegas.
Not near it at all. Sorry.
maybe we'll have to go our separate ways for that one then. Oh, how funny. I thought it was Vegas. See, I just had that one narrow channel in my head. Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure you can arrange it that you guys can go to Vegas. You can, like,
yeah.
Do,
well,
like,
it's
a...
only going to be for a weekend anyway, so. So
yeah,
we'll figure something out.
I was kind of pumping for Disneyland, so you'd be close to here, so I could meet up with you guys.
We should come and see you anyway, because we're going to be in LA, so you're just up the road a bit, aren't you?
A couple hours, but yeah.
Yeah. That's up the road. We're from Australia, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's like California. It's like when I was a little girl and we moved to Ohio, and we were in a temple that was about 4 or 5 blocks from where we lived, and I invited some people to my birthday party. The parents complained because it was so far away, and my dad goes, "What are you talking about? It's 10 minutes away," because we were all from California.
It's so funny, isn't it? Yes, because I'm from the country, a very small country town, so like I'm talking 3,500 people. And it's actually funny because I've got 2 teenage girls staying with us this weekend, actually, who are 17. They're from the same country town, and they're here for the Ed Sheeran concert. So they are just wide-eyed and just like, oh, my God, because they had to, you know, get off the train from the country, catch the train to come to our house. So they're just beside themselves, but they're having the best time because it's such an adventure, you know. But,
cool.
They're just rats. Yeah.
So,
very cool. And having 2 teenage girls in the house, whoa.
So
what a crazy
I don't
time that is. So it's going to be a funny weekend, I think. There's makeup from one end of the house to the other already. Like they're right into their makeup and stuff, which is great. They'll probably be able to give me some pointers too, actually. Keeping up with the kids, you know, Sherry. Keeping up with the kids.
Yeah, that's hard, isn't it? Well, you're so young, so it's hard for you.
Yes, I'm so young. You know that, right? That I'm actually older than my beautiful husband. I'm what you call the cougar. The cougar in this relationship. But he's more mature than me. That's how I always say. Yeah. He's a lot more mature than I am. So we sort of even out.
That's adorable.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, so we've got a very, very busy year. And like I said, it's, like I've got a couple of projects on the move. But, yes, but I'm all about supporting Anthony in his ventures this year because he's got so much going on, and I just really want him to shine and fly with his acting because, you know, he's worked so hard for it all, and I just hope that now it's all going to pay off. So me and Lucy are back here, you know, supporting him and just letting him do what he needs to do to get to where he needs to go, and hopefully, yeah, get a couple of holidays out of it, get some overseas trips, which will be nice.
He's so talented. He's so sweet. He's so talented. You're a lucky girl, lucky family. I'm so happy
yes.
for you.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. And we're so happy for him that, you know, these opportunities have presented themselves to him. And, yeah, it's just so good. It's so good. And he's just so happy, like, you know, before, you know, he always had his music, which was great because that kept him going, that fed his soul. But, you know, he was doing, you know, the website work and stuff, which, yeah, he's just not an office person. He's not that kind of person. He needs to, you know, be busy and outside and doing things and being creative and stuff like that. So it sort of destroyed his soul a little bit. But now he's back and he's, you know, he's so happy and things are just falling into place so easily for him. So he's obviously on the right track. So it's really good.
That's really cool. I mean, he deserves it. He's so talented. I only saw a little, the pictures from the stuff he's doing, but they look amazing. I mean, I can't wait to see them. And Lucy was in a movie with him, right?
Not with him. This was her own thing completely.
Oh.
So a friend of Anthony's was looking for an 8-year-old girl And he said, oh, you've got an 8-year-old girl. Would she be interested in doing a film? So we asked her. We said, you know, is this something that you would like to do? And we said, but, you know, you have to work hard. You have to learn your lines and you have to concentrate. And she was like, no, I'd really like to do it, really like to do it. And she was so good and she was so professional. It was absolutely awe-inspiring. And it's funny, someone said to me ages ago, they said, you need to just watch your daughter because she's going to give you all the ideas that you could possibly need for your creative stuff, because she's, again, you know, she hasn't lived a life where she's been told, no, that's not right, that's not good. So you watch her play and do her things and you just go, oh, that's really cool. What a great idea. Write that one down. You know, that could be a little skit or a little act or something like that. But, yeah, and I think it's just that beautiful thing of being a kid and just being, you know, accepting of everything. And she just took the direction on board and she was just natural with it. So it was really good.
That's really cool. How exciting. Is that coming out soon?
I know. And she got to... Pardon?
Is that coming out soon?
I would say so. It's not a movie that's going to be in the cinemas or anything like that. It's just a little short that I think this guy will put into the festivals and things like that and see how he goes with it. It was a story that was very dear to him because it was... he was doing it for his father who had just passed away. So that's why it was such an important story for him to tell. And that's why he's done it. So, it's a story for his dad.
Aww.
And I don't really know what the story is. It's something about, it's like one of those flashback kind of stories about something that happened to a woman. And she flashes back to a certain point in her childhood where Lucy comes in, and that is like an instigator for what's happened to her in her life now, sort of thing. So, so it'll be doing the festival circuit, I dare say. It'll only be a short one, you know, like a 20-minute or 10-minute film. So,
it'll be interesting
to see how it goes.
Sport shows, you never know.
Yeah. You never know. So it's very exciting. But that was her first taste of acting in front of a camera and she really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. So
that's so adorable.
We'll see how she goes. Yeah.
Great thing. Really happy for her.
Yeah. She's so funny because she's been doing ballet for a couple of years now and she's so uncoordinated, and I think it's just because she's not really into it. She does it, but she's not really into it. And last week, she just started doing hip-hop classes, and she came out going, Mom, I just did this hip-hop class. It is so good. It is so fun. It's really, you know what, these are the moves I want to do. I don't want to do ballet anymore. I want to do... So she's in the hip-hop land now. She loves it.
Hey, that's what it's all about. You find where you're happy, and then you go there. That's what
absolutely, absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So it's good fun.
We're coming to the end.
It's good fun.
We're coming to the end of the interview. Do you have a website or someplace that somebody can go if they're in Melbourne to see your show?
I would say the Princes of the Night website, which is just princesofthenight.com, I think, or maybe it's just princes.com. They might have to try princes.com.au even. But, if they just Google Princes of the Night, it'll come up, and that's got all the photos of me and the boys in our costumes and a little bit of video and stuff like that as well. And, of course, we're at the Crown Casino, which is the big entertainment complex there. So very easy to find and very easy to access. That's where we are, and it's a really fun, good fun show.
So
really fun show.
Show.
Yes. Yay! So that's us, and also to check out Society, which will be at the Melba Spiegel Tent in Melbourne, and from May, and that will be a fun little quirky circus, which will be a lot of fun as well.
And how would they ask information? Is there like a site or a Chamber of Commerce, or how do they find that stuff out?
I think with this one, if they go to the afterdarktheatre.com website, all the information will be on there very soon about the upcoming show.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Julie.
Awesome.
It's lovely talking to you. I really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Sherry. It's been an absolute pleasure and great to talk to you too in little cold, rainy San Diego from beautiful, sunny Melbourne. We've actually swapped weather. Because it's usually cold and raining here in Melbourne, even in summer.
Not quite.
That's
rainy.
Why I'm enjoying it so much.
And it's coming, but it's not raining yet. It's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Aha! Right.
It takes forever for it to come.
Thank you so much.
Boom! It rains.
Yeah. Same. Same as here.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, and thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Chatting with Sherry is brought to you by listeners like you. You can support this program by leaving a rating or a review at iTunes, at Sherry's Patreon account, patreon.com/readthebard, or by following Sherry on all the various social media at ReeTheBard. That's ReeTheBard. Once again, that's ReeTheBard. ReeTheBard. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.